Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour. Our toll-free number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. The mob, the media cannot get over their Russia obsession, even though they lied to and peddled conspiracy theories on something that was not true for 3 long years. They've never corrected the record. They've never owned their mistake. And they're never going to. They even have a couple of Pulitzer Prizes as a result. What should be bothersome to the American people is, in that case, it was a Hillary Clinton campaign bought and paid for, Russian disinformation dossier that everybody claimed was credible, except Bruce Orr warned it was a political document in August of 2016. Of the 4 FISA warrants that were signed, 3 of them by Comey himself, but others signed on to these FISA warrants. Rod Rosenstein, I believe, was one of them. And you go back and you look at it, and every one of these people has now testified saying, knowing what we know now, meaning the Horowitz report, which predated the release of the Durham report, we never would have signed those. We never would have signed those FISA applications. Wow. Now, there's an obligation once they know that they gave the FISA court misinformation that they're supposed to go back to the court and tell the court. They didn't do that. That in and of itself would probably put any conservative or Republican in jail for many, many years. Putting all of that aside, now, the FBI vouched for the credibility of that guy named Christopher Steele. He's the one that put together the dirty dossier after Hillary Clinton's campaign funneled money to a law firm that hired an op research firm that hired a former MI6 guy by the name of Christopher Steele to put together a series of documents that later became known as the dossier. Okay, fast forward. Nothing happens to Christopher Steele, etc. And then all of a sudden we find out Christopher Steele is not credible, but yet we know that the FBI had been paying him for many, many years. All right, now fast forward. AOC was accusing Comer and fake news, fake Jake at fake CNN, fake news CNN was pushing, are Republicans pushing Russian sourced allegations against President Biden in their investigation of the Biden family syndicate? And anyway, they bring up this issue on Colbert last night, who's an idiot. But putting that aside, you have the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. They talk about James Comer, that he talked about the 1023 form. And you might remember this guy by the name of Smirnoff. Remember, the 1023 form alleged that the Bidens were involved in the bribery scheme. Okay, this does not negate the fact that the Russian oligarch, former First Lady of Moscow, for no reason that we've been able to determine, you know, gave $3.5 million to one of the Biden shell corporations. She also met with Joe Biden at Cafe Milano. That was one of Hunter's foreign business partners. But of course, Joe lied to the American people as a candidate and president and said he never one time talked to his son, brother, or anybody about their foreign business deals. And according to Devin Archer's testimony, she also invested over $100 million in some real estate venture that the syndicate was a part of. Okay, so it turns out that Christopher Wray, the FBI director, had told James Comer, told the House Oversight Committee, and told everybody that this was one of their most highly trusted sources for years. And get this, the FBI thought so highly of the guy, Smirnoff is his name, that they paid the guy. They paid the guy over a number of years, a small fortune in many ways. Alexander Smirnoff is the guy's name. So the credibility, again, vouched for by the FBI, the same FBI that was wrong about Christopher Steele, turns out they're wrong about Alexander Smirnoff. Okay, that was one minor part of the story. I thought it was very relevant. It doesn't negate any of the other facts about money coming from Russia and a Russian oligarch, former First Lady of Moscow. It doesn't negate the money that Devin Archer says she invested in their real estate venture. It doesn't negate what happened at the Cafe Milano with Joe Biden. Anyway, the chairman of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee, James Comer, is with us now. Sir, how are you?
I'm well, Sean. Thanks for having me.
I want to spend some time here. Am I correct that the FBI vouched for the credibility of Christopher Steele at a time when we were heading into the 2016 election? And did they not vouch for the credibility of Alexander Smirnoff as one of their most trusted informants, that they paid this guy and that he was so trusted? Didn't they grant him permission to even violate American laws in pursuit of people that they were targeting for investigations?
Yes, that's right. And Christopher Wray told me, Charles Grassley, Jim Jordan, and our staff directors on the phone that the FBI informant was one of their most trusted and highest paid, and he had been with the Bureau for over a decade. Then when we had the 1023 in the skiff and the regular members of the committee came in, as well as Jamie Raskin, we were again told that the informant was highly credible and one of the highest paid. So this information came from Christopher Wray himself.
Okay, so if you had known... I would assume when you hear from the FBI director that he's one of the highest paid and highly credible sources, you have no reason to doubt that the FBI got that right, correct?
That's correct. And remember, the 1023 was turned over to Charles Grassley by two current FBI employees, two FBI whistleblowers, so to speak. So everything about the 1023 came from the FBI. We investigated it, as we should, but we never could determine the allegations, whether they were true or not, Sean, because these people were in Ukraine and the oligarch is on the run, and the FBI wouldn't tell us who the informant was, therefore we couldn't interview him. All they would tell us was the informant was highly credible and they had used him successfully in prosecutions in the past.
It really is unbelievable to me. All of the Democrats know this, but then they try and go out with a straight face, or they show up on a alleged comedy show. I say alleged because Stephen Colbert is anything but funny. He's not funny. And that's why nobody watches his show and his ratings suck. And I mean, they suck. They're really bad, really low, just like all the other late night shows that are supposed to be comedy shows. They're not funny. So you're doing your job. You did your due diligence. The FBI vouched for his credibility. And now they want to say that Republicans were colluding with Russia. I mean, how do you make that leap? It's so intellectually dishonest to me.
What I found, Sean, and you've probably known this for many years, and I was, I guess, gullible and thought that there was a little bit of, I had a little bit of hope in the mainstream media. But what's happened in this investigation is the White House, along with the Democrat National Committee, writes the talking points and hands them to the mainstream media, and they report it. The White House wants to play the Russia 2.0 card. So there, you know, anything that we found that's hard evidence against the Bidens, whether it's bank statements, whether it's emails and text messages, or whether it's sworn testimony, it's all Russian disinformation. And they're indoctrinating that into their liberal viewers and liberal newspaper readers' minds that the Oversight Committee has no evidence of wrongdoing, even though we have mountains of evidence of wrongdoing. They're saying this to try to paint a false media narrative that that Joe Biden's innocent and Donald Trump's guilty.
As of noon yesterday, there was a deadline for Joe Biden's Department of Justice to hand over unredacted materials related to special counsel Robert Hur's investigation into President Biden's handling of classified information, including the tape recordings of Joe Biden with Robert Hur, and any information, any transcripts, any recordings of their interview with the ghostwriter of Joe Biden, correct? That was supposed to be noon yesterday.
That's correct.
Okay. They didn't turn it over. Is that correct?
That is correct. Once again, they obstruct, they collude with the media to create a false narrative, and they just don't comply with our legal requests, our oversight requests, or anything. It's mind-boggling how they've been able to continue to just operate in the manner that they operate without any congressional oversight, and unfortunately, no media checks and balances either.
Well, okay, so now what has happened to people that have acted this way in the past, they can be held in contempt of Congress. Are you planning on holding Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress?
Well, I would love to do that, Sean. That's something that I know that Jim Jordan and I are scheduled to meet. We're going to talk about that. I mean, I want to throw the book at him. I want to do everything possible to hold Merrick Garland accountable, to hold the Department of Justice accountable. Because what we found in this investigation, obviously we've proven the Bidens were influence peddling. I think most of us knew that prior to the beginning of the investigation. But we've proven that Joe Biden was a key figure, and I would argue the central figure in the influence peddling investigation. And we've proven that there was a massive government cover-up of all the Biden crimes at the Department of Justice, at the IRS, at the Securities and Exchange Commission, and at the FBI. So now we've got to figure out, how do we hold these people accountable? We have a thin margin in the House. We have a hostile media. It's an election year. None of that matters to me. Hopefully it won't matter to our Republican conference, but it's time in my book for the accountability phase, and that's what I hope we can start doing.
Quick break, more with Congressman James Comer, chairman of the House Oversight Committee. Then your calls coming up, final half hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number, as we continue.
A daily heat-seeking missile of information that you won't get anywhere else. Hannity's on now.
So a new report shows we now have $16 trillion in equity in our homes, and scammers, guess what? They're trying to turn that into cash. Now, the FBI calls it house stealing, and that's where these bad guys transfer your title to their name, protecting your most valuable asset from this crime is easy thanks to our friends at HomeTitleLock.com. Now, start today by checking that your title is still in your name. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com, get a free title scan with sign up. That's HomeTitleLock.com. More than 200 fire department jurisdictions trust the Knox entry system to provide secure access to buildings, elevators, and control rooms when seconds matter. Now, businesses, schools, airports, several industrial applications are also using Knox entry to manage controlled access and authorize service activity for critical assets. Now, Knox entry allows you to develop a customized access strategy complete with an audit trail and rapid flexibility. Just go to Knox.com for more information. That's KNOX.com. continue now with James Comer. He is the chairman of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee. Then we're going to get to your calls coming up. 800-941-SEAN is our number. Okay, so now there's a guy by the name of Peter Navarro, who I'm sure you're aware of, and he was asked to go in and testify before the January 6th committee, as was another guy whose name I know you know, and that would be Steve Bannon. Right now, Peter Navarro is serving a four-month sentence for not showing up to that committee. Now, by the way, he could have shown up and pled the fifth, and because he believed that the principle was so important, he didn't do that. And I would argue probably that was Bannon's motivation, if I had to guess. And Bannon may also very well end up with a prison sentence also. Both of them knew the risk, knew what they were doing, knew that we have a double standard. Now, weren't people like Lois Lerner, Eric Holder, weren't they held in contempt of Congress as well?
They were.
Well, how come they never got sent to jail? How come they never got charged?
Great question. It's a two-tier system of justice, and you and I know that. Very disappointing, and I think that judge in the Hunter Biden case in California even cited that as an argument just this week that where Abby Lowell's trying to kick the Hunter Biden charges out. Everyone that has any sense of objectivity knows that there is a two-tier system of justice. The rules don't apply to the ruling class or the Bidens or the Obamas or whomever's in charge of our federal government in the past and present. And, you know, it's why we need new leadership in the Department of Justice. It's why we need a new president and a new attorney general that's focused on draining the swamp and reining in the deep state.
Let me ask you this. I know that this initially started as an impeachment inquiry. I know that the Republican Party is like a next to zero majority. It's the smallest it's ever been for any Congress. I understand that your committee, Jim Jordan's committee now, is looking at coming forward with criminal referrals related to this entire issue of the Biden family syndicate. Can you update us on that?
Yeah, no, we're well underway. We're giving Joe Biden an opportunity. We've offered him an opportunity to testify, just like we offered Hunter an opportunity to testify in public. It doesn't appear that either Biden's going to take the opportunity to testify in public. We've sent Joe Biden questions to make it easier on him or his handlers or whoever is running the show behind the curtain to answer some questions, because three of the Biden associates testified under oath that Joe Biden was the central figure in the influence peddling scheme. That is a crime. That is a crime against Joe Biden. So
you can indict a sitting president, but when he gets out of office, and if that would be in January of 25, then charges could be pursued, could they not?
They could. And I think that what we've done is an investigation. We've been transparent. It's been thorough. We're going to now issue a report. I'm pretty confident, Sean, there are going to be plenty of criminal referrals in there, because there have been plenty of crimes that have been committed by multiple Bidens. And at that point, then the Department of Justice can try to hold some accountability. If this Department of Justice refuses to, then I'm hopeful that the next Department of Justice will hold this family accountable.
James Comer, Chairman, House Oversight and Accountability Committee. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time as always.
Thank you, Sean.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular's single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
All right. Remember Hank Johnson? Remember he talked about Guam and it just falling off the earth? Listen.
I don't know how many square miles that is. Do you happen to know?
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that.
The whole island of Guam will tip over and capsize. You just can't make this up. You really can't. Only the left, crazy left, would do this. Well, over at that hard-hitting news show, The View on ABC, anyway, one of the hosts, Sunny Houston, I think is how you say her name. Okay, she blamed the earthquakes on climate change. Again, I can't make this up. Listen.
I mean, I have to say, Karen Dupiche, our wonderful, wonderful makeup artist, when the earthquake was happening, she put her coat on and she was like, Jesus is coming.
I'm out.
I'm leaving. We've got a solar eclipse. We've got the earthquake.
She
ran down the hallway.
The rapture is here.
The rapture's here. And then also I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
Although I love for the first time in
Two different kinds
are coming.
The good cicadas and the bad cicadas.
But for the first time in many, many years.
No, every 17 years this happens.
Well, that's not what I read, but maybe, you know better.
I would say
all those things together would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
That's more
or something
point.
Is really
or something is returning.
Earthquakes are not at the mercy of climate change. It's underground. No. It happens.
And the
eclipse, they've known about the eclipse coming because eclipses happen. And they actually can say when these things are going to happen. So all these folks who are saying, you know, it's a sign from God. God doesn't give you warning.
And not to be outdone. Well, Sheila Jackson Lee said it's almost impossible to go near the sun, but the moon is more manageable because it's made up of mostly gases. Did the men that landed on the moon, did they walk on gases, Linda? I'm just asking. Anyway,
I don't know what kind of gas that Sheila's talking about, but I would say she's full of hot air. That's one kind of gas we can confirm.
I wish I said that. That was very good.
I tell you, moment of brilliance. That's your highlight of the day. You're welcome.
I like that. Let's play that cut.
Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that? The sun is a mighty powerful heat that is almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable. And you will see in a moment, or not a moment, you'll see in a couple of years that NASA is going back to the moon.
All right, let's get back to our busy phones. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. You want to be a part of the program. Brad is in the all-important swing state of Pennsylvania. Brad, how are you? Glad you called.
Yes, hey, Sean. Thanks for taking my call, and I appreciate everything you do. Well, I know the Republicans don't like to play hardball, but they're in a beautiful spot right now. I think J.D. Vance should coordinate with the Ohio House, the Ohio Senate, and then go tell Schumer if you want Biden on the Ohio ballot, we need to proceed with the Mayorkas or, you know, Garland or whatever hearings, you know, they want to.
Well, I mean, look, they impeached Mayorkas. I don't think the Senate's ever going to take up this trial. As much as you can blame Mayorkas, I think he's basically been doing the bidding of Joe Biden himself. I think Joe Biden has made a decision to pick and choose which laws he's going to enforce. And I think the decision even goes beyond that, because I think that Joe Biden, furthermore, has been aiding and abetting in the law breaking. And now he's flying in people from all over the world. And the country is now dealing with over 10 million unvetted Joe Biden illegal immigrants. Many now we're learning tens and tens of thousands of them from our top geopolitical foes and other people on the terror watch list. And it is now a matter of when, not a question of if, that we're going to get hit hard because terror cells, I am certain, are now in this country plotting, planning, and scheming a massive attack on our country. We have a lot of enemies, and they're here. And Joe has allowed them in. And when that day comes, he will have blood on his hands, just like every single American killed by one of his unvetted illegal immigrants. I hold him partly responsible. I hold the person responsible, but I hold the guy that didn't do his job enforcing the law even more responsible, because what he's doing is reckless, it's irresponsible, and it is a clear and present danger to the country.
But I think you missed my point. Biden's not on the Ohio ballot. And
I read about that yesterday. Yeah.
No, they're no doubt going to cave, but they can use that. He can go to Schumer and say, J.D. Vance or whoever, can go to Schumer and say, if you want us to put him on the ballot, let's get these hearings started. You know, I mean, they can kind of hold that over their head.
Yeah, I'm not sure that would get the job done. I just think they'll end up being on the ballot. Look, unlike Democrats, I'm not against Joe Biden being on the ballot in all 50 states. I think, yeah, you're supposed to follow the rules, the laws, meet the deadlines, et cetera, but if it was Donald Trump, trust me, there would be a huge fight that would go on, you know, probably through Election Day over it. But we're not them. And one thing we don't want to become is like them. You know, it's interesting. They're the ones that always warn of democracy in peril and authoritarianism. Wow. They're perfectly comfortable with one elected official taking off a presidential candidate, taking that person off a ballot. Anyway, appreciate the call, my friend. Brad, glad you're out there. Jerry in the free state of Florida, sir, how are you? Glad you called.
Thanks, Sean, so much. Honored to be on with you. I'll try and keep this brief. I need some help understanding how there can be so many people so misguided to think that socialism is a way to run a country. I mean, I was young once, and I sat in college, and one class we discussed socialism. It didn't make any sense to me back then, and still doesn't. So what's the attraction to the average person or the younger people today? I mean, drawing them, you know.
I can give you one attraction. How about student loan forgiveness? What do you think of that?
Okay. Well, I think that's part of my second question, if we get to it. But no, I understand they buy votes, but I guess people get lied to so long they believe it, and they don't really understand what's going to happen.
Oh, look, I think this generation has been indoctrinated at a pretty young age into radicalism. We have been talking about how schools are indoctrination centers for, you know, growing little leftists. Most parents that I know are too busy to really be paying attention to what the hell's going on in their kids' school. Those that do pay attention, you know, they show up at school board meetings and tiger moms like Linda, and I'm sure that they're being investigated as potential domestic terrorists. And meanwhile, you know, the FBI is not doing their job and insisting that Joe Biden enforce our immigration laws. So, you know, you tell me whose priorities are screwed up here. But so yeah. I think there is a certain appeal. You know, Winston Churchill famously is quoted as saying, if you're 20 and not a liberal, you don't have a heart. If you're 40 and you're not a conservative, you don't have a brain. And I think on paper it sounds good. Well, we'll put all our money together and we'll put it in a big pot and we'll give everybody the same exact amount. Okay, that socialism, whatever you want to call it, I wrote a whole chapter about it in Live Free or Die. And it's history of failure, and I don't care what word you apply to it or what manifestation it takes on. All these promises, in this case, the Green New Deal, everything's going to be free, 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 and it always ends the same way. The promises are never fulfilled. You end up with people in more poverty than ever before, and then at some point, not that you could actually calculate it, but you calculate how much of your freedom you gave up in the name of false security that the government will never provide you. Why so many of our fellow Americans trust the government that never put Social Security money in a lockbox, that have now brought it to the brink of insolvency, and Medicare to the brink of insolvency. The same people that promised you'd keep your doctor and your plan and save on average $2,500 a year. Millions and millions lost their doctors' plans and We're paying about 250% more than we were before, in many cases much more. Why people put their faith, their hope, their trust, their belief in a government with a track record of failure, I don't know. You know, how would you grade government-run schools? You know, how are the school districts doing in most big cities today? Not that well. What grade would you give government in terms of their ability to keep Americans safe and secure? I wouldn't give them a very high score. To me, they get a failing grade on all these issues. But yet people think, well, more government's the answer. I mean, it might be appealing on some level. We'll empower you to take that group of people's money and give it to us. Okay, well, that group of people that likely work really hard for the money they do have, guess what? They're not going to be spending that money anymore. Or they'll be moving out of high-tax states into low-tax or no-tax states. Or if push comes to shove, they'll be moving the hell out of the country, which, you know, we see those numbers going up every day. And a lot of people are like, well, why am I giving, you know, this state all of this money? They just keep taking more and more, and it's never enough. Okay, let's say Donna is next on the Sean Hannity Show. Donna, also from Florida. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Sean. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
So I was calling in simply to contribute to the attitude of small business survival and how much harder it is. My husband and I own for 7.5 years now an upscale butchery, bakery, gourmet market, wine and beer store, kind of a grab-and-go concept with an outdoor jazz garden. And he came across 8 years ago from South Africa, sold his businesses, and immediately started his immigration process with an attorney and employed people and, you know, working hard. I mean, we work 7 days a week, hard to employ people, hard to find good, dedicated people. And we cannot simply buy meat for what we used to sell it for a few short years ago.
Look, as somebody who eats a very keto-friendly diet, my own experience confirms exactly what you're saying. I am paying a lot more for the meat that I eat every day.
Right.
And that's a big part of my diet.
And it's heartbreaking when people come in and they're just devastated by the prices and they don't realize that our margins have diminished. Great.
Your margins have diminished because your costs have gone up and you're trying not to, you know, chase your customers away.
Right.
So you're taking it on your end and they're taking it on their end. And all of it is unnecessary.
Right.
And it may go even higher over time.
It may. And the equity needed, because we've grown from his first location. Then we went into business together and grew twice the size into a bigger market and then grew again just a year and a half ago into a twice that size and put an outdoor garden in and keep just putting money into it and putting money into it to make it more appealing and draw more. And it's like swimming upstream in a mad raging.
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, you know, and great butcher stores like the one you're describing is almost becoming obsolete. And I can tell, I can tell you that I get thin cuts of meat now more often than not, in part because I'm very big into portion control as well. It's very hard. And I bet the meat you sold was of the highest quality. And you know what? People probably are taking lower quality meat. And or like the guy that called earlier in the show, he's a meat eater, but he loves beef, but he's eating chicken and fish. That's more affordable for him.
Right.
Anyway, I've got to run. I wish I had more time. I do wish you and your family the best. I know these are hard times for so many people, and I'm really sorry. I hate to hear this. I really do. You put your whole life into this. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. We are loaded up, 9 Eastern tonight, Hannity on the Fox News Channel. We're loaded up, Mike Huckabee, Joe Concha, Senator Tim Scott, Larry Kudlow, Pete Hegseth, Stephen Miller, Horace Cooper, you name it, we got it. News you'll never get from the media mob, all happening 9 Eastern tonight on Fox.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.